We're here on New Road at the beginning of Fringe City, and I'm joined with LSJ Wells. And this is an intriguing title of a show, Parish Fatality, A Game of Scones. Tell us about that. It's playing at the Warren.
Well, it's basically Hot Fuzz meets Game of Thrones. It's all about a rich family in a parish and how the parish don't like them. And so through murder and something akin to the Red Wedding happens. And it's a comedy. It's very funny.
Tell us how the idea came about for this show.
It was created by our director and one of our producers, Chris Cutting. And he loves Game of Thrones, but he was looking for something to be a second one act to the Accidental Adventure of Sherlock, which were taken to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Okay, so take us into your rehearsal room for this.
We rehearsed mostly in Bristol above a pub, and very occasionally at the gym I worked at, because we have a Pilates yoga room to work in. And it was very different for me, because me and another actress, Chloe, were new to the play, but three of the others had already done it very briefly at the Alma Tavern in Bristol. Right. And so that was an interesting process, coming into something that has sort of already found its own feet, and you're slotting in and bringing your own interpretation while also making everything work that worked before.
So there was a script, it was directed, but you had some sort of involvement in developing it as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, the director, it's wonderful. He really knows what he wants from you when you come in. And we play lots of different characters, so that's a lot of instant interpretations, and he has to really work out how it will all go together. So you can't just... You're worried about your character, but he's obviously focused on the overall whole and making sure the family works and the farmers work and everyone mirrors each other well. Yeah.
And when you say Hot Fuzz meets Game of Thrones, how do you make sure that a play isn't too derivative of something else and is something in its own right?
I mean, it has its own plot and story. It's more in jokes for Game of Thrones fans, but it doesn't follow the Game of Thrones format. It's much more of a comment on British middle class society than it is just a lazy adaptation of Game of Thrones. It's very much commented on religion in a parish community, and also about the mindset of society, how everyone wants the person they gang up on. There's always someone in the group the other group doesn't like, for whatever reason.
So maybe a lot of people watch Game of Thrones because they're recognising their own hometown in it anyway.
Yeah, hopefully. Yes, I mean, this would be anyone who knows small towns in England will very much... They'll find things to very much laugh about and realise how true it is, though obviously slightly exaggerated. Hopefully most parishes don't descend into massive murderous plots.
Now, when you pick up a script and you know you're playing a part, how do you claim the character for yourself?
For me, it's always through learning lines. I make my discoveries that way. And I always add something to the character that's not in the script. So it makes it mine. It makes it feel like that's my character. And I've put my stamp on it in that way. And obviously, I just draw a lot from what the character says. I don't really pay attention to what the other characters say, because obviously you have to take into account they could be lying. You have to work out what you're saying and the truth of what you're doing, and whether you're being truthful about that, which mostly we're not in this because we're liars.
And when you're in character, though, and this is comedy, so you can hear audience laughing, how do you suggest that away? I mean, are you hearing that, and is that building itself into how you're performing, or are you having to push it away?
You have to trust in yourself, because sometimes they're not laughing out loud, but they are smiling and enjoying it, and it builds up to a later joke. I mean, obviously, there's technique. You have to allow for the laughter. You can't just barrel over it, because they might miss the next joke. But it's just going with the flow, and you sense the audience, and you sense what they like and how they feel about certain moments. So maybe certain moments, you just plow through, and other moments, you allow them that chance to really enjoy it.
And what are you all doing 5 minutes before you go on stage?
Setting the set, because obviously we're one of many shows in there, so we have a half-hour window to get in, set everything up. And I'm bracing myself for stuffing numerous scones into my mouth, and covered in jam and clotted cream, and it's in quick succession. So that's quite... I'm often doing sit-ups.
So finally, without too much PR language, what would be your invite for people to come and see Parish Fatality, A Game of Scones?
If you like Hot Fuzz, or you like Game of Thrones, come see it, because it's a very funny send-up of it, while... making an overall comment about society.
And if we don't know those things, is it still worth coming to see?
Oh, goodness, yes. I mean, you know, most of the jokes aren't in jokes. And most people... most people know of A Game of Thrones, even if they don't know the plot. It's not based on the plot, it's based on the concept of it, and most people understand that.
So that's a very unique-sounding comedy here at the Brighton Fringe. Thanks very much indeed.
You're welcome.